is Beth Darlington, paranormal investigator and owner of Access Paranormal, and you're listening to the Ghost in the Valley podcast.
Hello, and welcome to Ghost in the Valley podcast. I'm your host, Al Cooley. Today I want to start off on a sad note. Very good friend of mine, Cheryl Heath, passed away. Cheryl did the graphics for my podcast, which is the same cover art I used for my documentary, Ghost in the Valley, back in 1998. She's never charged me for any of her services. She's been a very good friend. She has sent me numerous stories on the paranormal. Today I'm going to honor Cheryl by sharing a couple stories she has sent me about 4 years ago. She passed away a couple weeks ago, and I haven't talked to her since the end of last year, and I feel bad that I didn't get back to her on this next story I'm about to read you. And it was about an incident that happened in a graveyard that is about 15 miles from my house. In Niles, Ohio, and this incident took place while she was visiting a friend's grave at the St. Stephen's Cemetery in Niles. So here is the story that Cheryl Heath sent me in 2021. Quote, something you might be interested in. St. Stephen's Catholic Cemetery on Warren Avenue Extension. It's in Niles, Ohio. I drove by this cemetery every workday. A family friend had recently been buried there, so I thought I'd stop and pay my respects. It's a very quiet place, no houses around. I found the site in the cemetery where my friend's family member was buried. I was about to get out of my car and walk over to it. There happens to be an overgrown gully. No graves were close by. It is broad daylight, no one around. As I was opening the car door to get out, this apparition, almost transparent, of a very angry man comes storming out of the gully. He is striding with purpose and intent and waving a stick or a club and taking giant steps across the cemetery. He didn't seem focused on me in particular, but he was really angry. Every hair on my body was standing straight up. I have never been so scared in my life. Were you ever so scared you were almost throwing up? That was me. Needless to say, I did not get out of the car. I got out of that cemetery, though, as fast as I could. I have not and will not go back there. I don't believe apparitions can cause physical harm, but this was completely unexpected. In broad daylight, I wasn't looking for anything paranormal. I wasn't expecting anything. I like exploring old cemeteries. They don't freak me out, usually. Some of the grave markers are beautiful works of art, and some of the info is fascinating. In short, I've never been scared in a cemetery, but I've also never experienced anything like this. He was tall, thin, raggedy looking, almost snarling, and waving his stick. I'd be interested in your experience if you go there. Incidentally, my friend's family goes often to tend the graves there. They have never experienced anything similar to this experience. So when and if you go, I would love to know what you experienced. End of quote. You know, so there's sometimes some things in your life that you look back on and you say, you know, should have, could have, would have. I wish I would have went to the cemetery after I received this letter from her. It was in 2021, and I never did. In honor of Cheryl, I went there yesterday. And after this commercial break, I'm going to play back the audio I did inside St. Stephen's Cemetery. And I'm also going to read a second story from the doodlebug accident that happened in Cuyahoga Falls in 1940. That was also sent to me by Cheryl Heath. So I'll be right back after these brief messages, and I'll play my audio I did at St. Stephen's Cemetery yesterday.
This is Weird on the Rocks, a podcast that explores the weird, unusual, strange, and unexplained, all while getting our drink on. Join me every other Monday as I share a different cocktail and discuss true crime, paranormal stories, unexplained phenomena, conspiracy theories, and much more. Find Weird on the Rocks on social media, the website weirdontherocks.weebly.com, and listen on all of your favorite podcast apps. And don't forget to cheers and stay weird.
Yes, I'm at the St. Stephen Cemetery in Niles, Ohio. I just arrived. I'm going to take a walk back to where the gully is, where Cheryl said she's seen the apparition. We'll see what's going on. On the way, I'll check a couple sites and see if I can get some dates. I was told it's an old cemetery. 1881, I see, 1952. If it's any older than that, 1893, have a lot of interesting headstones, to tell you the truth. 1849, 1922, a lot of 1885, I mean, a lot of 1800s. I'm going to walk back to the gully. I don't see. It's a dreary kind of day back here. I believe it's owned by St. Stephen's Catholic Church in Niles. It's a nice cemetery. Down by the gully, no, it's kind of a misty, dreary day. I guess a good day to walk into a cemetery, if there is a good day. Personally, the cemetery doesn't bother me. But I don't see anything. I'm the only one here today, it looks like. So Cheryl, no, I do not see an apparition. It's very calm today. I'm gonna walk deeper down this gully. Yeah. I'm gonna walk down here. I don't see anything. Yeah, right. I was down here looking. I'm looking around here to see what's down here. Like, I'm down here in the gully right now. Okay. I'm gonna walk up this other side. Hear some funny noises. It's just a bunch of birds flying over. Okay, that's all that was. All right, back up to the car. And we'll get back to the studio and finish up.
Okay, I'm back at the studio. That was my walk through the St. Stephen's Cemetery in Niles, Ohio, on a ghost story was sent to me by Cheryl Heath. She claims there was an apparition that ran about the gully towards, ran through the cemetery. A tall man, kind of scary, and had a club or a stick in his hand. It took me 3 years to follow up on the story, but I did go down there. It was a dreary, really kind of strange, foggy day. I didn't see anything. It was very peaceful. I was the only person in the cemetery. And I came up with nothing. That's not to say there's nothing there, because, you know, apparitions and ghosts and spirits, they pick and choose who they want to contact. And for sure, Cheryl Heath said it was there. Now moving on to Cheryl's second story she sent me. And it was about the doodlebug train disaster. For some of you who are wondering what a doodlebug is, It's a one train car, like a passenger train locomotive. It's hard to explain. You can Google it, and it does kind of look like a bug. And many of the doodle bugs ran on gasoline. In this case, it was a gasoline doodle bug. When train transportation still formed the backbone of American industry and manufacturing, these doodle bugs were the perfect multi-purpose rail vehicles. They served as passenger trains, freight trains, utility engines, and also even mail carriers. The doodle bugs' small self-propelled gasoline engines didn't give them much speed or range, but doodle bugs filled in rail service gaps perfectly, especially in rural or suburban areas. Rail workers nicknamed these self-propelled railroad cars as doodle bugs. West of Ohio, they were sometimes called hoodle bugs because of their slow speed and insect-like appearance. On July 31st, 1940, a doodle bug left Hudson, Ohio with 43 passengers, headed for Akron, only 13 miles away. It was a simple run, one the train had done hundreds of times before. At the same time, a freight train had left Akron, heading north on the same track. 73 freight cars moved along by two Pennsylvania Railroad Hippos. These Hippos, which were really Class 1 steam locomotives, earned their nickname from their awkward handling and massive size and just pure raw power. Weighing in around 200 tons each, these engines had from 3,000 to 6,000 horsepower. Each devoured 5 tons of coal per hour. Each train chugged along that warm evening, oblivious of the other. Later, when inquests were held and when finger pointing began, the three-man crew of the doodlebug would be held accountable. A freight train had right away, always. The doodlebug should have pulled into a siding to let it pass. It did not. Exactly why it did not is still being debated, with answers ranging from gross negligence to carbon monoxide poisoning. How had the crew escaped while so many others had not? By the time the trains sighted each other, it was too late. Both threw on their brakes, but it didn't matter. And suddenly, the two trains and the 46 lives between them becomes a tangled mess. A doodle bug traveling south at 35 miles per hour weighs 150,000 pounds. A freight train traveling north on the same track at 40 miles per hour is composed of two engines weighing 400,000 pounds each and 73 railroad cars averaging 100,000 pounds each. Despite their braking, the trains collide with a combined speed of 55 miles per hour at 5:58 p.m. in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio, only a stone's throw from the Cuyahoga River. So, in essence, 46 people rode on the doodle bug that day, 43 passengers, and 3 crew, 500 million pounds of force. It does no good to imagine the freight train crumpling the doodle bug like an accordion, or to imagine the freight engine plowing through the doodle bug's fuel tank and dousing the coach's interior with flaming gasoline, or to see 3 of the doodle bug's crew jump through the flames and tumble into the grass, or to know that the medical examiner concluded only 9 passengers died instantly in the collision. The rest didn't stand a chance. The two trains came to rest about a quarter mile north of the impact point. It took firemen almost an hour to put out the flames. Ambulances swarmed in to hustle the injured to the nearest hospitals, but only the 3 crew members that jumped needed medical care. The rest left in body bags, 43 charred passengers. Some were even hanging out the windows, charred and burnt. They did not stand a chance from the raging flames from the gasoline that ignited from this train, pushing it up the track before it came to a complete stop. Firemen and rescue people could not get near the train because it was just too doggone hot. Cheryl sent me this story because there were other stories that came in from around this area in Cuyahoga Falls, where at exactly 5:58 p.m. to 6 p.m.
Some have heard deadly, eerie screams sometime within those 2 minutes on any given night. Some are claiming it's from the spirits of the victims that were doused with flaming gasoline. I haven't been to the site yet, but I do plan on going this summer. I want to thank Cheryl Heath for sending me those two stories, the St. Stephen Cemetery in Niles, Ohio, and the story of the doodlebug and the freight train from Hudson and Akron, which collided in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio, in 1940. I'm your host, Al Cooley. I'll be back next week with another great story on Ghosts in the Valley podcast.